Hi, welcome back to Learn Me Some English's Daily News Podcast 143. Today's article, China's controversial genome scientist plans more research. My name is Jean Meesom. You can find me at www.learnmesomeenglish.com. You can listen into these podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Podcast Index, and many more at Learn Me Some English Daily News. Today we learn about the famous controversial genome scientist from China who shocked the scientific community when he announced that he helped create the world's first genetically edited babies and how he plans more research. The article today, I will give you the vocabulary, read you the article, and in the end, give you some discussion questions. So sit back, tune in, and learn some English while listening to a daily news article. Let's begin with today's vocabulary. 1. Gene, noun. A section of DNA that controls a particular characteristic or quality in a living thing. The gene for blue eyes first appeared between 6,000 and 10,000 years ago. 2. Controversy, noun. Public discussion or disagreement about someone or something. Donald Trump's presidency was marred by a number of scandals and controversies. 3. Unethical, adjective. Not considered morally right. The organization is being accused of unethical handling of donated funds. 4. Monstrous, adjective. Extremely evil or wrong. Ted Bundy was given 3 death sentences for his monstrous crimes and was executed in 1989. 5. Embryo, noun. An unborn human or animal in the very early stages of development. During IVF, a fertilized egg called an embryo is transferred into the woman's uterus. 6. Stunt, noun. A dangerous and difficult action done to entertain people, something done to gain public attention. James Bond movies often feature thrilling car chases and other dangerous stunts. Now for today's article. The title, China's controversial genome scientist plans more research. Chinese researcher Ha Zhuangkui shocked the scientific community in 2018 when he announced that he had helped create the world's first genetically edited babies. Now, after spending time in prison for his role in that project, he's back in a laboratory and he's been telling a Japanese newspaper about his latest plans. He's used a gene editing tool known as CRISPR to alter the genomes of twin baby girls who were born in 2018. The modification was intended to make their cells resistant to HIV infection. His announcement caused significant controversy at the time, with some calling his work unethical and monstrous. Some scientists said it would lead to a demand for designer babies, embryos whose genes are selectively edited to give them certain characteristics. He was fined about $430,000 and sentenced to 3 years in prison for illegal medical practice. Genome editing involves cutting out certain genes and putting in new ones with precise functions. He has since said that he acted too quickly in going ahead with the procedure. But in an interview published in April, he told the Mancini Shimbun, "I'm proud to have helped families who wanted healthy children." He was released from prison in 2022, and he told the newspaper that he is not currently planning to help produce any more genome-edited babies. However, he said he was still researching human embryo genome editing with the intention of treating rare genetic diseases, including Alzheimer's. He said, "We will use discarded human embryos and comply with both domestic and international rules." He added that society will eventually accept genome editing. When he first published proposals relating to his new research in 2023, it was called a publicity stunt by some. Editing of the genes of embryos for use in pregnancy is illegal in many countries, including the U.S. In the U.K., embryos can only be edited for research purposes after approval has been granted. It's not yet known how genome editing might affect individuals later in life. Now for today's discussion questions. 1. What are your thoughts on Ha Jianqi's work? 2. Do you think it's justifiable to edit human genes to prevent certain diseases? 3. Are you concerned by the possibility of creating designer babies? 4. Is it legal to edit the genes of embryos in your country? 5. Do you believe that society will eventually accept genome editing? 6. Are there any medical practices that you find ethically concerning? 7. What do you think have been the biggest medical breakthroughs you've seen in your lifetime? I hope you enjoyed today's article. Again, my name is Jean Meesom. You can find me at www.learnmeesom.com. This article was courtesy of Engu. You can find many more at www.engoo.com. Thanks for listening, and I hope to see you again next time. Bye.